Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 9. John 9. I'd like to consider as we are going through this particular book, verses 26 to 30. We've been considering the healing of a blind beggar. One that the Lord healed by taking some spit, mixing it with some dirt, putting it on his eyes, telling him to go and wash, and that he would see. And he did. And as we've been going through this chapter, the Spirit of God was pleased to take that event and has actually been set forth in one whole chapter of the Gospel of John concerning this man's healing. The arguments that followed by those religious leaders of that time that refused to bow to the sovereign pleasure of Almighty God. Now, this beggar, the Scripture says, was born blind. Now, I looked at that again. I was reading this whole chapter again this morning, and I came to that first verse, the second verse, and I looked at that again, and it says, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And I stopped there and I thought for just a moment and I thought, you know, can you imagine? I can only imagine. I don't know by experience. I can only imagine how his mom and daddy felt when they realized our baby's blind. I don't know whether it was the look. Could have been. Maybe the way they could tell. He's not looking back. He's blind. What could be worse? Our baby can't see. I know that naturally speaking, when tragedy strikes, we usually look for answers everywhere, but in the right place. I looked at that second verse again this morning. Now listen. The baby was born blind. He was born blind. And the disciples asked the Lord, "Master, who did sin? This man or his parents that he was born blind?" He was born blind. Whose fault is this? Did this man do something that he would be born blind? I thought he was born blind. The effects of sin was there from birth. He was born corrupt. Yesterday, I was asked about a recent shooting in Connecticut. And 27 people shot. And this person wanted to know if I could give an answer to such tragedy. What's your thoughts on it? How could this have happened? And you know, the only answer that I could give that had any scriptural basis to it was this. And we know that all things, and this is what I told the person. I said, now let me ask you this. How many things does that include? All things. How many events are included in that statement? All things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things. Why did this happen? Why was this man born blind? Why was that shooting? Why did that take place? I have no answer except what God has to say about it. Who did sin? This man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. That's the only answer I have. Does my heart break? Yes. I'm a parent and a grandparent. I cannot imagine the pain. I cannot. This person asked me, would you be mad at God if it happened to you? I said, no. No. How can I be mad at the potter? He's the potter. I'm the clay. Does the potter have the right? Would my heart ache? Yes. Would I have the right to reply against God? Who art thou, O man, that repliest against God? This world always questions God's sovereignty. There's always going to be a division. There's always going to be an argument. There's always going to be that heads up, budding. Darkness will not agree to give God Almighty all the honor and the glory and the praise for His sovereign will and purpose and glory. He's right. He's right. I can tell you this. Did good. We're coming up. I've been mentioning it. The Lord's going to cross this man's path and going to call him out of darkness. I've read that part already. We hadn't got there yet, but I know it's coming. Did good come out of that man being born blind? Yes, sir. Will good come out for the good of God's people and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ? Will honor and goodness come out of this shooting in Connecticut? Yes. Yes. How do you know? God said it would. And there I sat. And I pray the Lord have mercy and settle our hearts when tragedy, what we call tragedy, when these things come our way. Now we're going to continue for a few minutes this morning with the interrogation of the Pharisees that they had with this healed beggar. And as I continued to read, listen to what they were saying, I realized the Scripture says how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world. Things that the world would call foolish to confound the wise. Verse 26 of John chapter 9 says this. When they continue to ask him these questions, then said they to him again, what did he to thee? And how opened he thine eyes? Well, now they knew that. They knew when they said, what did he to thee? They knew that the Lord had taken spittle, dirt, and made mud. They knew that He put that on His eyes. They knew that. What did He to thee, and how? But how? How? How does God do what He does with everything? He's God. How did He open your eyes? How does God Almighty open the eyes of blind men? How does God give a new heart? He said He does. I will give you. I'll give you a new heart. I'm going to take out. I'm going to remove. I'm going to behead that heart of stone. Oh, the presence of sin there. But that old heart's not going to rule. That old heart of rebellion is not the king anymore in a believer. The presence of sin is there. But how does God give a man sight? How does God give a hearing ear? He does. He does. Those Pharisees tried to discredit the testimony of that beggar. Unbelievers always do. They are trying to deal with anything but God's Word. Anything but God's sovereignty. Faith, now listen, faith is based on what God has to say. If it's not based on the Word of God, it's not faith from above. I mean, you can talk about things that are faith. If it's not according to God's Word, it's not God's faith. God's people believe the Lord. Abraham believed God. It doesn't matter how God does what He does. Not to a believer. That He did it is right. Could He have given this man sight without putting clay on his eyes? Sure. He could have spoken. He spoke this world into existence. Let there be light. Let there be. And God saw it was good. He spoke everything into existence by the word of His power. What did He do to you? How did he? Religion always wants explained details. Where were you converted? When were you converted? You know, you got to know that. You got to remember, you know. What were you doing when you were converted? Did you say the right words? Did you really feel sincere? Were you sincere enough? It would scare me to death if I thought that I had to think back on what were you really thinking when the Lord, you know, liberty in Christ is to know that I believe Him right now. Right now. Right now. True believers have a settled reality in their hope of Christ. This is what He said. They ask Him all these questions. How did you do this? One thing I know. Whereas I was blind, now I see. Now I see. You that believe, you see right now. I've told you, and I need to hear this myself. Yesterday is gone. What we have is right now. Now I see, right now, I know this. I am a needy sinner. But I know right now that Christ came into this world to save sinners. We sang that song just a few moments ago. A sinner. Well, that's a precious thing. God Almighty, the Spirit of God, made a man, a woman, a sinner. God made them so. I see that salvation right now as we're speaking right now, I know, I see that salvation is all of grace. I see right now that I cannot have any confidence in the flesh, because in me, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. What confidence can I have in something that I did, knowing that whatever it was defiled, it was not pure, it was... I said, well, I gave my heart to Jesus. Let me ask you this. Could you do that with a perfect, perfect heart? Perfect obedience. Perfect righteousness. No deviation. None. Never thought, never have thought any differently since then. I've been perfect ever since. Never deviated one time. I walked down the aisle. I did this. I joined the church. I was baptized. I was saying, whatever you did, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever you did. How do you do this? One thing I know. One thing I can see. Now I can see. A believer sees that God Almighty is going to save His people. I see right now. I know this. I'm convinced of this. What we're doing right here, listening to the preaching of the gospel, this is the power of God unto salvation. I know this. If the Lord's pleased, He's going to call out His own. Something's happening this morning. God's people are being comforted. They're being assured. The Lord is causing them to once again cast themselves upon His mercy. Grace, Lord, have mercy. I pray that God bless this message to the salvation of His eternally loved elect. I pray that God save a sinner this morning. That God have mercy on sinners. What did He to thee? How opened He thine eyes? Verse 27, He answered them, I've told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore, would you hear it again? Will you also be His disciples? Now that, here it's obvious that the Pharisees didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear. Tell us again, I told you already. The miracle that was performed obviously exposed the blindness that they had to the glory of Almighty God. But their heart was dead. Cold. No matter how plain the Word of God is, until the Lord gives a new heart, man will not believe. The Lord gives life first, then you believe. You don't believe to get life. Life is given first. Salvation is of the Lord. God gives a new heart. And then faith. I heard Brother Henry say one time, which comes first, life or faith? He said, you can't separate them. Life, faith. Faith, life. It just, when God gives life, faith is there. That's the evidence of life. Faith. Faith is the evidence of life. Someone continues pressing as they did this man blasphemously inquiring. There's only one scriptural thing to do. Proverbs 26:5 says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. I read that verse again this morning, and I went back and I looked at the literal. Find out what was actually being said. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Here's the literal. Answer a fool with wisdom. Just tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. If they don't understand, tell them the truth. Let me tell you, the only thing that's going to set a man free, the truth. The truth. Arguing with them, telling them, you're wrong, you're this, that, tell them the truth. I told you. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? If I preach the gospel again, and woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel. If I preach it, will you believe? If God gives you a heart, you will. If the Lord opens your eyes, never leave a man an out in his rebellion. Tell him the truth. Be honest with him. Verse 28, then they reviled him. They said, thou art his disciple. We're Moses' disciple. Listen to what men say when the Scriptures expose them and they have no answer. And you'll know. You'll know what a man believes. They reviled him. They began to speak with cutting and piercing words at him, and stating that he was worthy. You're worthy of damnation because of your association with this sinner that healed on the Sabbath day. They reviled him and said, you're his disciple. Now, we're Moses' disciple. But when you find men resorting to name-calling and sarcasm, it's a sign that they have no recourse but the cutting of the tongue. I mean, listen, here's what I think I told you what Brother Henry said one time. Someone came in and asked him about a subject, and he said, well, let's see what God has to say. They said, I don't want to know what God has. I want to know what you have to say about it. And he's closed his Bible. He said, I don't have anything to say. I have nothing to say. This is God's Word. This is the Word of the Lord. This is the Word that will endure forever. Heaven and earth going to pass away. The only thing that is forever is what God has to say. Almighty God, they were indignant that this lowly beggar would stand his ground against them and insinuate that they were ignorant of God's work. Did you realize how long we've been going to church? Do you have any earthly idea who we are? We're schooled in this. We went to school for this. We're Pharisees. Thou art his disciple. We're Moses' disciple. This world has absolutely no trouble seeing and detecting a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. All false religions can go together. They'll mingle. Oh, there's a few little differences here and there. But basically, it all comes down to works. It all comes down to you doing something. It all comes down to man's ability. God wants to. Man has to. Only the gospel of God's grace is separate. Only God's Word. You're His disciple. We're Moses' disciple. We're going to cling to the works of the law. We're going to cling to what we can do. And then all they did is expose that they were ignorant of what Moses had to say. The Lord, when He spoke to Moses out of the fiery bush, this is what He revealed. This is who He revealed Himself to be. The covenant God of His people. This is what He said. Have you not read Mark 12:26? In the book of Moses, how in the bush God spoke unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I'm a covenant God. Why did he say that? Why didn't he just say, I'm the God of everybody? I'm the God in mercy of everybody. No, this is who he said he is. The Lord told him in John 5:46, if you believe Moses, they said they did. If you believe Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. He wrote of me. Verse 29. We know that God spake unto Moses. That's what this said. We know that God spoke to Moses. Now there's a word of condemnation. You know, people that cling to Moses, cling to the law, cling to... You know, what does the law say? Paul asked them, have you not read what the law says? Do and live. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. Have you not read? Do you not realize what it takes to stand before God Almighty accepted? Do you realize? Do you realize that just associating with a certain church or associating or doing that, do you realize what God Almighty demands? Be ye holy as He is holy. How? Only in Christ. I can't do that. I'm not able to do that. We know that God spoke to Moses. Well, then listen to what Moses said. Men may claim to believe the Bible. I believe that Bible cover to cover. Buddy, until they open it and read it and find out who God is. I was looking at the literal here, verse 29. We know that Moses spake. Now we know that God spake unto Moses. Here's the literal. As for and fellow, you'll notice this, italicized if you have italics in your Bible. Here's what it is. Here's what they say. We know that God spake unto Moses. This we know not whence, from whence he is. This you that saying that he. Oh, we know not from whence he is. This man answered. The man answered and said unto them, "Why, herein is a marvelous thing." That you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Here's a marvelous thing. Here's something to be held in admiration. A man comes and takes clay and I can't see. I can't see. He tells me, you go wash. I go wash. I see. Here is something marvelous. And you know not from whence he is. You don't. This shows how the natural heart is. A blind beggar has been healed. He gives a word of testimony concerning its surety. And his parents vowed him to have been born blind. And men see miracles and they don't believe until God Almighty gives them a heart. Listen. Almighty God calls men out of darkness. I know that the Scripture says that man, by nature, he's proud, he's arrogant, self-centered. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And you find a sinner saved by the grace of God. One that has a heart to give the Lord Jesus Christ, to give God Almighty all the honor and glory and praise. And he says of himself, I know that in me, I know that in my flesh, I know there dwells no good thing. I know that. I know that. I know that unless the Lord saved me, I'd perish. I don't want any honor. I don't want any praise. I don't want any glory to myself. Look unto Him. Look unto Him. There's life in Him. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. God gave me a heart to believe and eyes to see and ears to hear and feet to walk, following after Him, led by His Spirit. I was in rebellion against God, and God stopped me, crossed me with the gospel of God's grace, and was pleased to show mercy to this sinner right here, this worm right here. Herein is a marvelous thing. God has given life to dead, hopeless sinners. Hopeless in Himself. Here's a marvelous thing. He's given me eyes to see, and you that believe, you too. And you don't know whence He is. Lord, bless Your Word. Bless Your Word for the salvation of Your people. Lord, comfort Your people. Lord, reveal Yourself to us. Lord, would You stay here with us? Lord, would You bless the Word here at Katy Baptist Church? For Christ's sake, Amen.